Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. Kemp moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Kemp scores. Summers goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Hara and over to Hassey, who tags Thompson for the out. Parrish moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Brookins scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Wayne Garland now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garland fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garland. Peters moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers is hit by the pitch. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 11 to nothing, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Kirk Gibson now playing right field. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Hassey moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bo Diaz now catching. Sandy Whittall now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonds strikes out. 2 outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hara moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing center field. Dell Alston now playing right field. Ted Cox now playing third base. Wayne Cage now playing first base. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Putman now catching. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Dave Tobik now pitching. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Green now playing left field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston. Mankowski reaches second base with a double. Putman moves to third. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Putman scores. Mankowski moves to third. One out. It's 12-0, Tigers. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 13-0, Tigers. Larry Anderson now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Peters now playing second base. Kip Young now pitching. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Cliff Johnson. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rosello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rosello moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-4 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-0, Tigers. Ed Puttman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puttman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puttman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-1 in the game. Alston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Alston reaches third base with a triple. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Cage reaches second base with a double. Alston scores. It's 14-1, Tigers. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.